When he sat down with Burns and Gambo on our sister station, Arizona Sports 98.7, Arizona Coyotes owner Alex Morello wanted to make it clear that Coyotes owner is still very much his title, even though he just officially sold Arizona's National Hockey League franchise, and that team is being relocated to Utah. So the Coyotes are simply inactive. We'll explain or let him explain in a moment, but first, the former Coyotes are on their way to Salt Lake City, and Alex Morello says he feels bad for us Coyotes fans.
It's very emotional. It's very difficult for me personally. I understand. I try and understand what you're going through, because to have your team or your players moved, it's very difficult. And I'm not professing I will ever have that same understanding. I can tell you, as a huge fan of the Coyotes, I feel your pain. As an owner, it's extremely difficult. But from here on out, what you need to understand is that I have not sold the actual team.
I don't know if you can hear it too, Jamie. It sounds like he's kind of nervous trying to explain all this.
Right.
You know, you're a businessman, and then you're having to explain to this huge fan base why you took their team away. By what he said, he means this. He will retain the Coyotes name, the logo, and the trademark with the hopes of resurrecting that franchise. By the way, he will have 5 years to get that expansion team in place by getting a new arena built. Here's a little more of what he told Burns and Gambo.
The Coyotes in Phoenix and Glendale did not work. And my goal is to do what has to be done from day one, is built the Coyotes a facility, an arena they should be proud of, that they can call their house, their home. And that is what I want to do, what I've been thinking from day one. That's what I think is the most important part of the Coyotes' future and for the fans.
As to how the now former Coyotes ended up exiting the Valley, Morello says he didn't have any intentions to sell the team, but after years of strife, including multiple owners, multiple arenas, bankruptcy, and even being owned by the league for a while, all of that came to a head when he had a March meeting with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman.
They were asking me if I wanted to sell the team, and I said, absolutely, I'm not interested in selling the team. That's not going to happen. And they said to me, can you look your players in the eyes and tell them when they can expect to have a new arena built? And I looked at them and stared and said, no. He goes, it's not fair to the players, to their families, and to hockey operations, not knowing how long it will take to build this arena.
Yeah, and he referred to some of the players as, you know, his kids. He said he really felt an obligation to them to play in a decent spot, you know, not a 5,000-person arena on a college campus. He really focused intently on his efforts to try and come through with a new arena and then rebirth the Coyotes franchise as a future expansion team. But I think that's going to wipe the history of the Coyotes and attach their history to another franchise. So the Coyotes of Keith Tkachuk and Shane Doan, all those great players that we got to know through the years, you know, their records are going to go be attached to this Utah team.
Right. Yeah. So technically, he is not the team owner anymore, because the team are the players, right?
Well,
he's the brand owner.
Right. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. But he did want to emphasize it over and over.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.